Unit 10, page 92. Reading. Exercise 4.
Fake news. The rise in the last decade or so of fake news has also led to increased research into what it is, how it spreads, and what its effects are.
Many people believe that they can spot fake news and that they're not fooled by it.
One of the most worrying research discoveries is that this is not really true. Many studies have shown that we become more willing to believe something if we read it or hear it enough times, and that includes things that we start off not believing. Back in 2015, some researchers in the U.S. gave students statements which they were told were very likely to be false. When the statements were repeated several times, however, many students became uncertain. The lead researcher said that repeating something often enough made some students begin to think it was true. The good news from the research is that our knowledge is still a strong factor in determining what we believe or disbelieve. However, since there's so much fake news going around these days, the research results are a little disturbing. What adds to the feeling that we should be worried about fake news is further research showing that it spreads way faster than the truth. A 10-year study with 3 million Twitter users followed the spread of over 120,000 Twitter stories. A story was a tweet that made a statement about something outside the user's own life. The statements were fact-checked by independent organizations. A researcher said that they had found some frightening things, especially the fact that truthful tweets took 6 times longer to spread to other Twitter users than fake ones. It's clear that people who produce fake news know that people love headlines and statements that shock, that disgust, that are scary. This is one reason why people are more likely to share them. They touch people's hopes and fears. One researcher said that people often share something not because they necessarily thought it was true, but because it would make friends and people in their network react strongly. But surely now, after about 2 decades of the internet and social media, people are much better at assessing whether something is true or not. Recently, American high school students were given a photo of a damaged flower. The researchers told them it was a flower from near a damaged nuclear power plant, but did not tell them what the source of the photo was. 40% of the students thought the photo was good evidence about the state of the area around the nuclear plant, even though they had no idea where it came from. So if you want to get real, not fake, news, check where it comes from. If it's a shared piece, who's sharing it with you and why? If it's from a website, have a look at the stories on the site. If they're all shocking or scandalous stories, be careful. And generally, never accept something's true unless the research confirms it. See if you can find it in other trustworthy places too.